T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When a liberal politician can take a stand on an issue that has conservatives in agreement, he may have hit on a universal nerve. Clark County Commissioner Tick Sagerbloom is vowing to hold owners of dilapidated properties accountable for adding to neighborhood blight by not maintaining a proper state of their property. Some of these buildings are owned by unresponsive, out-of-state landlords and have been abandoned. Some of these properties are fire traps that have resulted in a series of fires, some of these fires resulting in deaths. Now, it's true that most of these deadly fires have been due to the fact that safety measures such as sprinklers and interconnected smoke alarms were not required when the buildings were constructed. But with the change of time and the increased necessity to make sure structures had these safety features, many building owners have not complied. And the powers that be have not made a concerted effort to check up on these buildings. That's why Sagerbloom's mission seems to be headed in the right direction. Forcing neglectful owners to assume responsibility for derelict buildings or face citations, fines, and costly abatements seems to be long overdue. He is simply calling on owners to keep properties up to code and well-maintained, and he intends to make sure this happens one neighborhood at a time. Now, some people might suggest that his actions resemble an HOA mentality. Homeowners associations have been part of developments for over two decades. They regulate the condition of the dwellings from what's required on the inside as to how the dwellings are presented on the outside. Some HOAs have gone overboard in their control of the residents. But what they have done is make sure that everything is kept up to code and the presentations of the homes are such so as not to compromise the property values of other homes in the development. Now, the approach that is being taken by Sagerbloom and Clark County Chief Code Enforcement Official Jim Anderson is one of issuing citations to try and get the property owners to be responsive without taking more serious measures. We're being told that the county is getting at least 20,000 complaints every year for issues such as excessive trash and debris on properties, abandoned buildings, and graffiti. Now, these are issues that often encourage gang activity and homeless encampments. In addition to some people expressing concerns that Sagerbloom's actions might reek of a county HOA approach, some might suggest that his actions are a bit heavy-handed. But unless an effort is made to stop the deterioration before it gets too far gone, the problem could become unmanageable. Major U.S. cities have found out the hard way. Cities such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, and many others are just treading water while they try to find so-called humane ways to deal with their problems. Some cities like L.A. and San Francisco seem to turn a blind eye to what's happening, and the problems continue to mount. That's something that we cannot allow to happen in Clark County. We already have a homeless problem that's creating many challenges. Tick Sagerbloom is taking the reins in this instance to make sure that we don't wind up like some of those other major cities. The longer they let it go, the harder it will be to turn it around. And in the meantime, property values and the quality of life in general will be compromised. That's something we cannot let happen in Clark County. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.